كنت جامد. دورة السبعة الشريشي Kuflam Gimel, a Siba Shlishis. The Siba Shlishis of what? The Siba Shlishis that prevents people, despite the understanding of how important this process of Bechina is, and how important it is to come to understand Bechias Hashem, Achdus Hashem, and then you recognize the Choyv, you have to be Oyved Hashem, despite the enormous importance of that, the three reasons why people don't get involved in this. The one we said was the Difach Rehevlai Oylov, too busy trying to acquire this world. The second one is because we're used to it. Hergel. Hergel Nasa Tether. You just get used to having things. You don't appreciate them anymore until they get taken away. We know that process. We all know that very well. It's very familiar to us. And the third one is the so-called bad things that happen to people. That's what we're going to deal with now. Amikrim aroim ashrenim apoyigim bebnei adam vahefseidim aboyim al gufam vabamoinam vahein haim evinim. When these so-called bad things happen to somebody, they don't understand shemikrim vahefseidim eilu haim em tsoyim sheyiviyu aleim achar kach toivu b'olam hazeh o shebo b'matara lanasot otam b'olam hazeh kedei laharbo yisheshorem b'olam haba. Either later these difficulties will bring you benefit in this world, or the goal of these difficult times is to test you in Olam Hazeh, in order to give you more Shechina in Olam Haba. That's all sugya on its own. Everybody's got things that have to be accounted for in this world. All the Neveiras. So you rather get the punishment in this world than have to deal with it in the next world. Moshe Makosuf, Asher Agev Asher Tisrenu Ko. Praiseworthy, happy is the person that Hashem Tiyasrenu, gives him suffering, and he teaches him from his Torah. That's praiseworthy. And kulam meitiv lahem. Okay, you have to crawl into a corner somewhere and deal with this on your own. Don't ask me how you do this. I know that. The little things we can deal with, the little things not so hard to deal with, but there's, you know, not so posh. So we have the Imuna for sure. Everybody intellectually, as the Imuna, knows that this is true. Well, when push comes to shove, you have to be hardly ruthlessly honest with yourselves. No, push it. Chesed. Auschwitz was mamash betonadova chesed. Ushaboira goes up at Sedek, the Sedek, sure, they don't understand. About the Dov of Chesed, Kimash Shachmosa Michaevis. The divine wisdom, that's what it. Shabois Eliovo Aleim, Behem Maminim Lirois, Behem Maanim Lirois Behem, is Sedek Hashem. People refuse to see the justice of Hashem in these things. And they don't praise Hashem when He reveals His chesed to them. This foolishness causes them to be kaifa toiv, to deny the good that Hashem does for them. The people that think we all have this problem to some degree or less. We all think that we're more chacham than Hashem. We all think it. If you would give brias ha'olam in the way the world is conducted to me, things would be much better than they are now. For sure, not even a question. For sure, the things I could do in the world that I would do that make the world a better place to live in. For sure. If I have infinite power and I could do whatever I wanted, why wouldn't you think it? We all think that. Every conversation we're having about whether it's this situation or that situation, we all think we're not better than Hashem. We all think we're not better than Hashem. Should they have a ceasefire to take it? The Machablim, should they hear? Well, I think that's you're not better than Hashem. I know you're just talking, lots of sugar about it. That's what we say. We all deep down at some point think we know better than Hashem. Every time you get up to Davin, okay, you're in an argument with Hashem. I have to understand how that works.
You started the Zoom, right? They're asking.
Yeah, it started long ago.
There's a new link center.
If they didn't have a new link, they wouldn't be on. Yeah, so who's that?
Ryan.
Well, tell him he's not in the right place. I can't help him. Just go to the new link. Just let him know there's a new link or whatever. I don't know. Why are you looking at your phone in the middle of...
beeping me.
Switch it off. Every time you daven, you're arguing with Hashem. Every time you daven, you argue with Hashem. Somebody's sick, daven for a refuah shleima. Who made them sick? Why are they sick? Because Hashem wants them to be sick. And Hashem's there.
Yeah,
but
maybe he doesn't.
But you're not allowed to daven just because you have a chiyuv to daven. Al tiye tfina b'chiyuv. But tachanun, you have to daven because you really want the person to get better. You know, if you daven because you have a chiyuv, that's not a bad level. You only want what you're davening for. You just don't have a chiyuv. So I come to davening, and you ain't seen something. I go, oh, Hashem, sure. I'm gedavened in Parav. Oh, what a blessed. No, you're daven because you really want to.
But
you need to pay the bashkanta tomorrow and you don't have the money. Now you're davening because you have a chiyuv. You're davening because you mamash. I once asked a very wealthy person, stinkingly wealthy, wealthy, rich man. What is it, my side, whatever. How it started. He told me he went to Maariv on Friday night. There wasn't a slice of bread in the house. In America. There wasn't a slice of bread in the house. He didn't know where he was going to get a slice of bread to feed his family. Then they went into Maariv. He said, I never davened to Maariv like I did in my life. You went to Davin Maariv. Oh, God. Sorry, Jay, I'm just going to go to Davin Maariv. I'm going to give to Davin Maariv. Baruch Aleinu, da 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 da. You don't have bread. You don't have food. You're davening because you have a chiyuv. Could you really want something? You know, the Shem's only place is going to give it to you. You're begging. That's what you're supposed to daven. When someone slams your finger in the door, you scream because you have a chiyuv to daven, or you scream it because. But tzaakah. The Yishma Shem is tzaakah. Some groans and moans and screams. What are you doing because you have a chiyuv? I'm saying we don't understand these basic things. We all think that we could run the world better than Hashem. If you don't, you're on a very high level. You've reached a level of acceptance and betochen shakol tov. Okay? I don't know. I wouldn't have done Auschwitz. Find the truth. Auschwitz. You don't understand it, but I'm just saying, deep down, there's a part of us. I said, neck up. We all know Hashem's doing everything. It's all for the good. Shakol tov. But we don't live in that space on a day-to-day basis. You've got to be honest with yourself here. You have to see each person where he is, where his nakuda is, and then take it and hold it and grow it. For sure, I could make a better world. We caused this. The world is in a mess because of us. We don't take responsibility for that. Not us. Them. The people. It's not all that. Hey, it's not other people. Not us. It all looks a sure life. We have to understand other people. So we don't even other people. Okay. Yoina is on a ship with 70 Bala Vodazora. I mean, this doesn't get you going. Nothing does. He's on a ship with 70 Bala Vodazora. You have one tzaddik with 70 Bala Vodazora. Yeah? And a big storm comes. And everybody wants to know what's going on here. Why is there such a big storm? What do you mean? The 70 Bala Vodazora here. Well, what do you have to look for? Why do you have to ask questions when you can see what happens? I mean, what do we know? You're not kashrut to the 70 Bala Vodazora. The storm had something to do with the owner, no? They're all asking, why has it come upon us? Why? Where? How? The 70 Bala Vodazora. There shouldn't be a storm. No, I'm going to do with the 70 Bala Vodazora. They leave me. Because of me, God has said. The tzaddik, the one tzaddik on the ship, he's going in the whole story because everything that happens in the world is for Klal Yisrael, not for the Bala Vodazora. Not because of them. They're not kosher like all the sipur. Why Hashem got his cheshbonos with them? But what's it got to do with me? There's a storm. It's got something to do with me on our northern shores. Throw me over the ship. They throw me overboard, and the storm dies down. Gevaldik. Umar moedim daim ibezel anashim ivrim shuvu labet echot. You got blind people, yeah? That's Yovon. That's called as Yovon. Choyshech al pnei adamah. Choyshech is Yovon. Bohuchan avurim kol ma shedorushlem. Vusam bo kol dova el makoyim enachon. You have this house made specifically designed by the experts for blind people. And everything's exactly where it's supposed to be, how to be there. The whole house is developed and designed and suitable for the needs of these blind people. And it's all designed to bring them benefit. Also, this house has a wonderful pharmacy with a doctor, with everything they need in order to heal them. And to improve their sight. A whole Yad Sarah design for blind people. Yeah, that's a Yad Sarah. Yad Sarah, yeah, the whole organization dedicated to helping people who are sick, who need to stay at home, or whatever. But old people, special things, the whole lot. You should go see it. You should see what one man can do in his life. You can see the power of one person, what he can do. Go to the building in Yad Sarah. Someone going to go on the tour there. It's Kedar to do. Go do it sometime. See what one man can do with his life. Okay, so then they have a whole place where they show you what for all things for different people, old people, paraplegics, this, that, whatever. Help them. So that's what they did. Yeah, they built this house designed for blind people, not just to help them while they're blind, but also to heal them. The blind people didn't want to take the medicine that was provided for them. And they didn't listen to the doctor. The doctor told them, you know, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. What does he know? Umachmas Ivrainim, his halchu babayit betzura mushubeshes. And they also didn't utilize the house correctly that they were supposed to. They're walking around the house and they're tripping over and bumping into things that were put there for their benefit. But nofnal pneim, the kamamem niftzur shavrevon. They tripped over the things. They broke their limbs. They got bruised and battered. The soul looks sad out. They were suffering terribly. Never. It got worse because at first they were just blind. Now they're battered and broken as well. But then he saw Suleim gam pitzuyim v'shavori. When we take kachem misarmu al balabait the ginu es pulosa. Now they start criticizing the Balabais and arguing and they start thinking he's evil. Look what he did to us. He put us out to torture us. You're trying to explain to him, I don't understand. He did it for your chesed. I broke my arm. I fell over this thing. All the obstacles he put here for us. So that causes them to deny the enormous good that the Balabais was doing for them. It's all there to trip me up. The Kivan Shechain Mukhriovim Talmid Chomib. To go arouse those people who don't understand the goodness of Hashem. And to go and teach people how to know all these wonderful good qualities that Hashem is doing for them according to their seichel. Kametzis mare, reality is clear. Shekama v'kama toives ein mekableim yechoyim lanois v'lasameach b'em. There's many, many goodness in the world that a person doesn't enjoy because he doesn't have a koras hatoiv. Doesn't mean gratitude. A koras hatoiv means recognizing the good. Because people don't understand why these things are good. He doesn't understand what they're about. When the recipients of this good will be aroused to recognize the enormous benefits and goodness, then they'll wake up and they'll start giving praise and shachris to Hashem, who's doing the good for them. And then they'll really start enjoying and getting benefit and enjoyment from the goodness that they have in Olam Hazeh. But you'll have a wonderful world down here. Divrei chachomin kedar boinois. Ukemasmoires netuim bala sufis. Okay, that's a whole bala sufis here. Divrei chachomin kedar boinois. They're like pegs and they're like nails, whatever. Many pshatim I don't know. So what a bala sufis. To me, dimo hamelech chachom et divrei chachomin lida boinois. Bibechinas koyach hamoire shebeim. Again, why these... The boyness, they arouse people or whatever. The Moshe Adarbon Madrich, Darbon is not a peg. Darbon is the thing that you put on the ox to direct it to go straight while it's plowing. Like the yoke. It's like the yoke or whatever. That's a Darbon. Sorry, I'm thinking of another. Something else is about pegs and nails. Sorry. Ox. Sorry. Huh? What? No, I made a mistake. The bonus is not the pegs. It's the what are the pegs again? It's the huh? Yeah, no, but there's another loss on the Shlomo Melech uses. I made a mistake. The bonus is asking about the yoke oil, the thing that makes him go straight. The ox goes straight. I don't know about farming. No, that's blinkers. That you put on a horse. Okay. Whatever it is, I think you put on an ox to make him go straight. What's wrong with that description? Anybody a farming, you'll find out. You go to the local farming supplies, and you'll tell me, what the thing you put on ox to make him go straight. Your ox is going, you want him to go straight. They'll find him. Tell you to stop drinking before you plow, then you'll go straight. That boyness. The Melech HaChochem, Shlomo HaMelech compares the words of the sages is like this thing that makes you go straight. Not just makes you go straight, but also arouses you to want to go straight. There you have it. You know, dabon is, it trains the animal to walk straight. The words of the sages train, arouse a person to walk straight. The dima is bala sufis, svarim. The bala sufis are the people that gather together their words and write books. The masmoires netuim v'kvuim, to nails that are planted in the wall and are fixed. Mineshi divrayim is kablim ala das nichnosum v'kaini b'leiv loimdeim. Because the words of the Chachamim, if they put them together, they write them, you read them, they go into your heart, and they're kavua there like a nail that's knocked into the wall. Through the works that they write, those words are established forever, they don't get forgotten. That's what Baalei Sufis are. They're people that write svarim. V'shemilia divrei shebarosh ha-posuk misyeh says gam le-Baalei Sufis kino kosuk v'masmoiris netuim divrei Baalei Sufis ki ha-svarim ha-donim b'chochma al-kol sugya kaimim v'imdim lo-ad. These books that are written by Chachomim, they every sugya they established forever The benefit you can get from them never ends. You can never end with the Chaimus Lavavus talking about himself. You can never get to the end of Chaimus Lavavus and you know, well, I'm not getting anything more out of the Sefer. It's impossible. It's infinite. With times the Edimo is some of the smallest to, that's why it's nails stuck into the wall. It's almost like he's making an excuse for having written the Sefer. Okay, so those are the three things that people don't get involved in this. What was proof to get involved in this? And now we have to understand six things about Bechina before we start Perek Aleph. The first one is, what is Bechina? What's the first thing you always do when you want to understand something? Find out what it is. Define your terms. Second, do we have a chiyuv to do this or not? It's a nice thing to do. It's very important. You should do it, you know. Do you have a chiyuv to do it or not? Is it mechuyev or it's a reshus? Gimel, eichef shalahavchin ma'abruim es achdus Hashem. The third one is going to be how you go about doing this. How do you go about being boichen in the bruim, the achdus of Hashem? Dalet, lekama sugim nechlochim simone chochma Hashem bebruim. How many different types of Chochmah of Hashem are there in the Bria? Shadorim Nuchel Avchin is Achdus Hashem. Through via that, you can come to understand the oneness of Hashem. Fifthly, Eizem Yisugim Einu Hachikal Asigu. Which ones are very easy to attain? Manu Chayvim is Boinen by Yoysem Hashem by Yesa Sugim. Which ones are easy and therefore you have more of a Chiyu? Which ones are harder than the others of a Chiyu? And finally, as usual, he always ends off, what are the things that take away our ability to be both and what are the things that flow from that? What are the tots, the results of that? So let's start. What is Bechina? Amar HaMachaba. Mehus HaBechina hi. The first thing you do is you meditate, you think deeply about the chokhma of the boira that is apparent in the creatures, in the world. And then you think about it in your mind, in your seichel. To the extent that your wisdom enables you. So you have to look carefully, Ms. Boynen, in the Bria, and then think about it in your seichel to the amount that you can. Person shouldn't hold back from this meditative process, this thought process. You know what? I'm really never ever going to plummet the depths. I'm not going to attain from all the untold chokhmas, the depths that's hidden in every part of the Bria Al Burion. Astrophysics is not going to be my game. Yeah, the astrophysicists are even more chayv maybe than the doctors because they mamash see Hashem clearly. Yeah? You can't not see Hashem if you study a little bit of subatomic particle stuff. Just you take out the ones for dummies. You know, you take out one of these like astrophysics for dummies, you know, and you just, I mean, it's like, wow. You know, as one famous astrophysicist said, he said, our biggest fear is as we climb this mountain of knowledge. Yeah, one day we will get to the top and we'll, you know, we'll crawl over the top and we'll peep over the top of the, you know, Mount Everest there, there's going to be these bunch of guys with long white beards with Gemaras open in front of them saying, what took you so long to get here? You know, that's what one astrophysicist or applied mathematician said. He's right. What took you so long to get here? We've been waiting you guys for 3,500 years. But you may say, yeah, but that's, I'm not cut out for that. I don't understand biology. And I, you know, fine. Victor Miller, you know, he understood genetics and he was able to give it over. And I'm like, this is not for me. No, you mustn't do that. According to what you can attain. שכל אחד לפי שיח לא יוכל להבחין מכל דובר ודובר בעולם, אז יכול להיות השם בחכמוסת. Everybody, no matter where you're holding in your levels of sichlus, can attain this ability to see Hashem's chokhmah in the Bria. You know why? Mivnei shechokhmah, afal pi shehi mitchalekes bebruim lechokhmos rabbos, even though it's divided up into many, many different facets of chokhmah, we'll see as we go along. Many, many chokhmahs, b'kol zois b'yosoide v'ikora achas hi. All the multiple chokhmahs and wisdoms and geniuses that you see in the Bria, if you start looking at the Bria, at Shoyresh, it's all just one thing. And if we go dover by dover, kibbele tzurosa v'tzchunoitzov yipitzorech ha'ilom. Each thing got it. Well, we don't have time now. Okay. It's come to the most important, gewaltige thing you'll ever learn. We have to stop now. Everything gets it. It looks the way it is, and it is what it is, and gets its qualities and its abilities based on what the world needs. Aval, it's all just one chokhmah. It's all just the same thing. It's all the same thing. Nirmoche be'ikra uba'atzmo hi'achas. All one thing. Because at mikalecha, sorry, the dugma shemesh, the sun. Even though be'ikra, it's just one thing. The shemesh is one thing. It's a shemesh, right? Because at mikalecha, ma'ar kanaek, u'shu'ezechet derech shmo shoysh, so it's mischus lebona. When you shine the sun through a prism, or you shine it through a piece of glass or whatever, yeah, the rays of the sun. The light of the sun changes depending on what it's being shone through. The filter changes a lot. You put water on different color flowers, the water now reflects different colors. As near my mind, mala prochim, but seva prochim. The water looks like the color of the flowers, but the water of the color changes just the color of the water. Water doesn't have color. The chenigam chokhmos is barach, but makayri yachas. The chokhmah of Hashem is one thing. Ela shekol echad me'abri kebeles tzurosoi v'tchunoisa v'hetem l'mashe roi loy. Everything in the Bria gets the shape and the qualities and the personality, whatever it is, depending on what's fitting for him. Okay, and he's born in Bria Sabore. Miketanim v'gedoylim v'ayim v'dvorim sh'terev v'vantav. V'tim tzabar as Hashem sh'emesi k'mo sh'abati l'chem. Sh'mikol nivre v'nivre ev sh'lavchin es chokhmas Hashem. You'll see that what I'm telling you is true. If you'll go and you'll think about the Bria, you'll see in every aspect of the Bria, chokhmas Hashem. You'll see that it all comes from one place, from one place. Okay, there's much to talk about here. I just rushed through because I don't like, I'm obsessive.